You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. All right, so after that rousing introduction and intro that I'm layering in with the podcast and, of course, with my YouTube video, I'm fired up and ready to go. I'm ready to talk some great stuff today. So I think one of the things that I wanted to be able to reach out to everybody today was, let me go ahead and frame it up for you real quick. So last night I was watching TV and I was seeing some old clips of some Celtics-Lakers great moments. If you haven't seen it, one of the new things that they did on ESPN was they had a three-part series based on the Lakers-Celtics rivalry, which is what I grew up on. That was my time frame. That was my time period. It was great. It was amazing. Such a good time watching Larry versus Magic. And it's back when I really watched a lot more basketball than what I watch now. And what was interesting was, is I saw a lot of great teams going at it with each other, and it's very team oriented. And then, of course, directly after that, I watched another special on another great basketball player who always had monumental games against the Boston Celtics, and that was Michael Jordan when he played for the Chicago Bulls. Now, when Michael Jordan wasn't surrounded by lots of great players such as Scottie Pippen, John Paxson, and all those guys, he was a solo act, and he came out of North Carolina. You know, his whole career, it's a pretty storied career where he was cut from his high school basketball team and went up the ranks and played for Dean Smith down in North Carolina and then kind of moved into the NBA and dominated the NBA. Was literally the best basketball player that I ever saw in my lifetime, including beating out LeBron James. We can argue that another day, but it's the truth. So I'm watching this special on Michael Jordan, and I'm seeing how dominant he was, and how it was just crazy to me. I'm sitting back thinking to myself how he just made other players look foolish out there when he would just do crossovers or dunks or fadeaway shots, or he was clutch, so clutch in some of those moments, and just had an illustrious career. And like I said, I had the privilege and honor of watching him play against my Celtics. And when I was watching him play against the Celtics, when he dropped 63 in the Garden, was just great to watch. Now, it got me thinking as I'm watching this special on Michael Jordan. Most people, when they think of star athletes and superstar athletes, they think of people like Michael Jordan, or they think of LeBron James or Steph Curry, or different players in the NBA, or you can even go in baseball or any sport. Football, and you can pick out any of your star players. And a lot of people have this assumption or this thinking or feeling that these guys are just naturally gifted, that it's a one in a million chance of making it in professional sports, and these guys just have that one in a million gift that they have. And it's interesting because most of the time when you see these guys going out there and dominating or run in the league or MVPs or whatever else, whatever other stats that they can get for their shelf or for their awards that they get. The interesting thing is that when you read the bios on these guys and you think to yourself, naturally gifted individuals are dominating the league, you don't really understand or realize how much work it takes to actually make that happen. These guys practice day, afternoon, and night, every day, relentlessly. I think it was one article that I saw when I was watching a piece on Steph Curry. And one of the things that he did was, is that he was literally shooting same shots, same spot on the floor all the time, working on his follow through and making sure that it was perfect and practicing and practicing and practicing. And he kept on going at it. And I'm thinking to myself, this guy I just thought was just gifted, just naturally had the ability to go out there and shoot three-pointers or shoot fadeaways or dominate games being a small guy in the NBA. And, you know, I always thought that it was just the fact that he was a shorter guy, so he needed to dominate in other ways. But really, it's all about practice. It's all about working hard at your craft, digging in and perfecting your game. You know, it's interesting because football players, they'll go out there and they'll practice all in the offseason, throwing drills, Tom Brady at his camps, doing all the different things that he does. Aaron Rodgers, just naturally gifted. Yes, they all are to a point naturally gifted, but they practice and they put the work in. They put the hours in and the stuff that we don't see on the back end, where they're putting their bodies through just a grind to be able to put a stellar product on the field or the court or wherever they play. One of the things that I noticed, and I wrote about it this morning, is where Michael Jordan talked about how he practiced all the time. And he said, one of the things that really stood out to me, and I looked this quote up because afterwards I was kind of digging around to be able to figure out some inspirational stuff that I was thinking of when I was thinking of Michael Jordan. And one of the things that he said was, and it was a really, really powerful quote, is you can practice shooting 8 hours a day, but if your technique is wrong, then all you become is very good at shooting the wrong way. Get your fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. So think about that quote. If you get your fundamentals down, the level of everything you do will rise. That stands out to me. That's a monumental statement if you think about it in all aspects of life. If you're at your job and you perfect the craft of what you're doing at your job and you work hard and you're digging in and you do everything that you need to do with the basic fundamentals of what you need to do at your work, what do you think that does for you? It builds your skill set. It builds your confidence. It keeps you moving forward in a direction that's going to make you the best that you can be so that you're set up for that promotion you're looking for, or you're set up for that pay raise that you were looking for. How about life, or how about weight loss journey, right? If you're a tracker, if you track your food and you think you're good at it, but you're not practicing the fact that you are sliding here, sliding in a little bit there, not tracking everything, doing things just kind of above board, getting by with whatever you have to get by with. And guess what happens? You slide. And then you wonder and you ask yourself, why did I slide? What's the reason that I wasn't successful here? I should be successful. I should be able to deliver in this. But did you practice the way that you needed to? Did you take the fundamentals of your game, whether it's tracking food or just eating right, counting calories, or whatever you're doing, did you take the fundamentals that you know how to do and work on those fundamentals every single day and become so good at it that you practiced and you practiced and you practiced, where you set yourself up for success with whatever that you are that you're doing? Are you naturally gifted at tracking? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe we all are to a point. But even the most gifted athletes have to practice. They have to put the work in and they have to practice to get there. Now, if any of you are basketball fans, you know that I sound just like Allen Iverson when I'm saying this. Practice? Come on, man. Is practice? I'm just saying. I digress on the side there because I'm a basketball fan. So, okay. And if you're a weightlifter, let's just say, for instance, weightlifting. And you go in and you start weightlifting and you're putting in the work and you're putting in 3 or 4 days a week and you're lifting and you're really working hard and you see some muscle tone and you whatever, and then you get to a point where you feel pretty good about it, and then you slack off and you start to bow out a little bit. And then you wonder to yourself, man, why did I slack off? Why didn't I continue that same momentum? Why didn't I move forward with those basic fundamentals that I know how to do? Why didn't I continue to push forward in that space and make sure that my fundamentals are all down? And I've got them and I'm moving forward. And even if you think you have your fundamentals down, I can almost guarantee you that you don't have your fundamentals down. There is still room for improvement. You can still take those fundamentals and work on them and become better. You know, I think it was a few podcasts ago where I talked about redefining your best. Are you doing your best? I don't know. Maybe we are. Maybe I'm doing my best. And I'm just at this plateau point that I'm sitting at right now. Or do I need to redefine what I'm doing and get back to the basic fundamentals? Wesley McCoy on NFLN did a great thing. I think it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago. He was just getting frustrated by the fact that he was gaining and not really going the direction that he wanted to go. And he sat down and he really evaluated the things that he does and the things that he did when he first started the program that he was on. And he sat down and he really dug in and he said, I'm going to start like it's day one today. And I need to get back to the basics, the fundamentals of what I know how to do. I need to work on that part of it before I can think that I'm going to graduate to that next tier of level of education of whatever I'm trying to work on. Basic fundamentals. If Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player that ever lived, tells you that he had to practice over and over and over again the fundamentals, where we all thought he was just naturally gifted to be able to do the things that he wanted to do, I think that means we need to practice also, and we need to focus on fundamentals. There's a reason for that. It takes work. It takes dedication. It takes time. It takes motivation. All the things that a lot of us struggle with, whether it's with diet, health, lifting weights, work-related, whatever it is, nothing really comes easy. And whether you think it comes easy to somebody that makes it look like they're just naturally in that zone of things coming easy to them, it's not easy for them. In their world, it's difficult. They work hard. They dig in. They focus. They're dedicated. They're motivated. They're driven. All these different words. So if you're on your journey and you're thinking to yourself, man, I just can't really go anywhere, man. I'm not going anywhere. I'm in a plateau. I'm stuck. I'm stuck in the mud. I can't do anything. I've also been there, and I'm currently in there. But I know by reading things like this that I see professional athletes that know how to get it done and elevate their performance to greatness, I think we can do the same if we just follow the same pattern. Push your limits and make sure that you're focusing on your fundamentals. You know what to do, so go do it. Take a look at what your game plan is. Are you doing things the way, as Wesley said, that you once did before? When you first started, you were focused on your journey. Whatever your journey is, whether it's, I don't know, Weight Watchers, whether it's Jenny Craig, whether it's power building or plyo or P90X or whatever. When you first start, guess what happens? Everybody's full bore and we're running and we're getting in there. We're making things happen and doing it. We're getting it done. And our focus and our dedication and the time we're taking doing it doesn't matter because we're so focused on making it happen. And then what happens is we might see some success. And then we get to a point where we're like, oh, you know, I'm kind of feeling good about that. So, you know what? Let me go ahead and eat that cheeseburger. Let me go ahead and celebrate in that by eating that little slice of cake or whatever. Now, mind you, I'm not saying don't go eat those things. What I'm saying to you is that if you're struggling, get back to the basic fundamentals. Take it back to day one when you know you were focused on the things that you wanted to get done. If Michael Jordan had to do it, I think I have to do it. If I want to achieve greatness in the life and the things that I want to do, I got to focus on my fundamentals, focus on the things that I know, focus on what I know works, and really hone in on those skills. And then even if you have to take that dynamic of all of those things that you know works, and you've got to whittle it down to small incremental pieces that you want to be able to work on and be able to push forward with, think about that. Because if you can break it down and you can perfect each different portion of what you're trying to be able to accomplish and what you know how to do, what do you think that's going to do for you? Those small little positive inputs and those small little positive momentums and those shifts that you're pulling forward with, guess what? It's all going to lead to a success of some sort. I take this in my business world. I take this in my work life because I know that I've got to keep it simple. You know, I feel like I'm pretty confident in what I do at work, but, you know, to be honest with you, it takes work, it takes dedication, and I got to focus on my basic fundamentals. My work that I have to put into and my communication skills when I'm talking to somebody for that emotional intelligence piece, for me to sit with them and say, talk to me, let's have a conversation. Let me listen to the words you're saying, and I'm not just coming in barking stuff off at you for you to think, oh, that's the big guy coming in telling me how to run my business. No, I'm sitting with you because I want to get to know you. I want to learn about you. I want to be able to have a conversation between A and B, back and forth. But that's part of my job. And if I'm not good at that, I can't do my job well. I can't achieve the goals that I want to achieve in my professional life. So I can translate it there. I can translate it as a dad. I need to get to the fundamentals and the basics of being a great dad. Somebody who is approachable. Somebody who holds my son accountable. Somebody that has conversations and digs in with them and really cares and loves and nurtures. All the different things that a dad does. I got to be the best dad that I can be. So think about that today. If you are in the mix of things and you're at a rut, you're not really moving the direction you want to move in, whether it's health related or professional, whatever. Michael Jordan says it best when he says, if you're practicing the wrong way, you're going to become really good at doing things the wrong way. So focus on your fundamentals. Focus on what works, what you know works. And once you become good at that, success is nothing but within your reach. And when that happens, it's a great day. So go out, make that happen today. Be the best that you can be. Get back to the basics and focus on the things that you can accomplish. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talks with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.